With me today is Julian Burton from the National Burns Awareness Month, and June is the National Burns Awareness Month. Good day, Julian.
Hello, how are we?
Good, thanks. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me on.
This June, everyone is trying their best to spread the word how important it is to treat burns and treat them properly.
Yes, that's what National Burns Awareness Month is all about. It's the first time it's ever been done in Australia. We're very proud to be partnering Burn Aid to do that. But it's just really about, you know, burn injuries, certainly in the winter months, is a real issue across the country, especially in the minor burns area where, you know, inside it's, you know, it's cool outside, but, you know, you've got young children, you know, touching hot stoves, drinking hot drinks, touching open fires and all that. So it's all about prevention, but more importantly, it's about educating all Australians about the correct first aid. And if that means you suffer a burn injury, a minor burn injury, it's 20 minutes of cold running water.
88% of minor burns occur inside the home.
Yeah.
So these are things that someone may have tipped a hot cup of coffee or touched the heater.
Well, as we know, like the real statistics is really a lot of children under 5 years of age in the home. And the real big area is around about the 1 to 2 year olds. And, you know, I'm sure that if there's listeners out there, mums or grandparents or dads, you know, there's been so many young children sitting on your lap, you're having a hot cup of coffee or a hot Milo or a hot drink, and the children just want a hug. And they grab the, you know, they grab the drink and it spills over their chest region or on their face, and it's devastating. Burn injuries are devastating. So if that does happen in the home, you know, if it's a major burn, you get them to hospital. But if it's a minor burn, which we're really focusing this campaign about, you know, it's just put them under cold running water for 20 minutes. Once that's finished, then get a hydrogel like a Burn Aid or something like that. And then, you know, help that alleviate the pain for your child.
When I was young, I was told to use eyes, toothpaste. That was the first thing I'd always grab.
Yeah, well, it still exists. There's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of myths about, you know, ice and toothpaste and lavender oil and flour. Eggs is another one, but that they're all misconceptions. Burns professionals around the country will tell you time and time again, 20 minutes of cold running water, not 10, 20 minutes of cold running water, you know, and if it's after that, you know, really the thing that you have to remove yourself from the danger, cool the burn with 20 minutes of running water, cover it up with a hydrogel. You know, Burn Aids are always a great one that we can really push. But if it's still burning after that, get your child to hospital. You know, that's a really key thing.
Do you cover up the burn if it's a minor burn? Or do you leave it open to dry in the air?
Basically, depending on it, if you want to alleviate, a lot of burns professionals, they'll say if you want to really, once your burn is, you take the burn out of the water or cold running water, you know, if you want to alleviate more pain, use a hydrogel. But if, again, if it's still burning, if your finger is still burning, that means there's still heat in the burn. Therefore, it's still burning in your skin. So therefore, you know, keep it longer, put it under cold running water. And I always suggest as a parent, as any parent, once you've done the right things with cold running water or you used a hydrogel, if it's still hurting, it's not recovering. Maybe it's a deep burn. Maybe it's not a minor burn. Maybe it could be a major burn.
Should you cover it with a Band-Aid?
No, keep that away. You know, keep it clean. Just a hydrogel is always nice.
What if you get burns over your clothes?
Well, basically what we like to say, if you get a really bad burn, remove the clothing. Straight away, remove the clothing, remove jewellery if you can. Get it away, remove yourself from the area where you got burnt, and just go to the cold running water. That's the main issue here.
That would hurt, wouldn't it, to take the clothes off?
Yes. Being a burn survivor myself, I suffered a major burn in the Bali bombings of 2002. That's why the reason I founded the Burns Trust. But, yeah, mine was a major burn. But we've all experienced a minor burn. They're horrific, they're painful. Even something on your fingers, it really hurts, especially young children.
I suppose the most important thing to remember for parents is that when their children suffer a burn, they shouldn't panic.
Well, yeah, that's probably easier said than done, you know, because if you hurt, when children get burnt, you know, let's be really honest here. Young children are intuitive, they want to learn, they want to explore. So they do put themselves in positions where, you know, it's not their fault, they don't know any different. So the thing is about it, parents do panic, so you have to stay calm. But in saying that, being a parent myself, it would be very hard to save calm when you know your child suffered a burn injury, because even as an adult, we know how painful it can be. So you think, well, a 1- or 2-year-old, even a 5-year-old, if they're suffering that same pain, what are they going through? So you've got to keep calm and just make sure that you know that the correct first aid is cold running water for 20 minutes, remove them from the area, and just cover them with a hydrogel after 20 minutes.
No butter, no ice. No toothpaste.
No butter, no ice, just cold running water. If you haven't got running water, if you haven't got a hydrogel, you know, put them under a shower.
And
you
know, and if anyone wants more information, they can go to burnstrust.com.au.
Yeah, please do. And, you know, just really the National Burns Awareness Month, the first time we're doing it, but it's about raising awareness about what is the correct first aid on burns. And that's what the whole month is about.
Thanks very much, Julian Burton, from the National Burns Awareness Month.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.